I'm calling from Milbank, South Dakota.
Yes, sir.
We've got a UFO sighted over our farm place, and I work for the police department. My father's a retired state trooper.
Yes, sir.
And I work for the police department. I happen to see your number there and on a sheet of paper, and we just saw it. Oh, we saw it about being in South Dakota, it was 6:55 when I first sighted it. It's now 7:20 here, and it's still in sight. It's moving back and forth, and it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, does this thing have a shape of any kind?
We're watching it through the binoculars. Well, it appeared to be, it's flashing, it's alternating colors. It's not any known aircraft, because I just called the police department. My friend is working, and if it was one of the game wardens or something watching, we'd know that.
Right.
Because of the information he has. You'll have to excuse me, I'm a little rattled right now. It's red. And it rotates. It seems to be rotating. Red and white. And what else, Dad? Appears like balls of red flame or something fly out of the sides of it. I don't know just exactly how to describe it. Almost like a Roman candle or something at times, with red objects, red balls of fire flying out. It's almost out of view now, but we can still see it. It's headed in basically a south to southwest direction.
Okay, now, does this thing have any kind of a shape to it?
Well, we have a pair of binoculars. What power are they, Dad? It seems like you can't really determine it, because it is night here and we can't really see. We got a 6x15 pair of power binoculars and 360-foot field at 1,000 yards, and it appears that when you look at the object, the way I saw it when I first viewed it was that it was a round cylindrical object in the center, almost like two saucers put together, bottom to bottom, I mean the flat surfaces placed together.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going down now, and then extending out from that, as I saw it, appeared to be two arms coming down at maybe a 15 or 25 degree angle, radiating out from the main body with two white orbs stationed on each one of those.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this thing is flashing multiple colors?
Yes, it's kind of a red and a white and then a blue through the binoculars. I don't know if I'm getting some kind of a prismatic effect or not through them. It appeared to sit down out in the field out here, some miles away. I'd say maybe 5 miles away. Maybe even further.
Oh, you actually saw it descending?
Yeah. Yeah, it's down now. My parents and I are watching.
Uh-huh. Okay. About what size is this? Can you compare it with anything?
It's close to Stockholm, South Dakota right now. What size to compare it to? Sir, I can't really give you an estimation on the size of it. I mean, it could be 2 feet across. It could be 150,
right,
because I really
right.
don't have any ability to gauge it against anything, against the black sky. It's kind of overcast tonight, and there's not too many stars out, so it's difficult to see.
Okay, you say this thing has descended out of sight again?
It's descended not out of sight. We can see a round red object or a red spot on the ground out there between two farm places.
Okay.
It's descending on the ground.
And this is moving southeast from you, right?
Yes, sir, yeah. And I know we're not seeing things.
Okay, how many witnesses you got there?
Three.
Okay.
My father being a retired state trooper, and an airplane went over the top of it. My dad said I shouldn't fail to mention that.
Okay.
An airplane headed west, an airplane went over the top of it. That would have been about 7:10 our time.
Okay, you feel there's a possibility that this thing was sitting on the ground before?
It still is.
Uh-huh.
It's okay.
Okay, if we get on this right away, and if we come up with any additional information, we'll get back to you.
Okay.
And if we need anything new on this, can we call you back?
Oh, yeah, I would hope you would, because I'd sure like to know what the darn thing is.
Okay.
Where are you out of? Where's your headquarters at?
Oh, Washington.
Okay. Is this with the government?
No, it's a private scientific group.
Okay, real fine. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye. What's the status on that object?
It's gone. It's gone. We don't see it anymore. It went out of sight at about 7:25, I'd say, just a few minutes after I hung up from talking to you. Funny part of it was, my father and I sat down in different rooms, and my mother, well, we weren't in different rooms, but we were in different locations in the same room, and I said, draw it out, and my dad and I both drew the same thing.
Uh-huh.
My mother held the one that I drew, and we both had the same thing down.
Oh, great. Now, did you actually see this thing go?
Did
it lift off and leave, or did it just go out?
No, it appeared to land west of us about 15 miles or 10 miles is a range of hills, so it may have gone behind them. We kind of thought maybe that's what happened rather than actually landing. It might have gone behind the hills.
Okay, now I might understand that thing had been sitting on the ground when you first saw it.
No, sir. It was off the ground, I'd say, about 600 feet.
Okay. Yeah. About how far away from you was it?
Oh, I'd say a mile to a mile and a half.
That's pretty close.
What did you say, Dad? If you have a map of South Dakota, it would be going from on a direct line between Milbank, South Dakota, and Watertown, South Dakota.
Okay,
you can plot those two courses there.
Right.
I wouldn't know what the bearings are or anything of that particular locale, but that's the direction it seemed to be assuming.
Okay. Well, we'll keep working on it, and if we get anything, we'll get back to you.
Okay, I sure appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
I really do. Thank you for calling us back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.